Matt Gaetz nukes Democrat witnesses at impeachment inquiry hearing. By Christina Wong on December 4, 2019. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, nuked Democrat witnesses during the House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment inquiry hearing on Wednesday in a fiery round of questioning that exposed their bias against President Trump and Republicans. Gaetz also got the witnesses, all constitutional law professors, to admit they donated thousands of dollars to Democrats. Gaetz first asked Michael Gerhardt, professor at University of North Carolina, if he donated money to Barack Obama. Gerhardt responded, "My family did, yes." Gaetz asked, "Four times?" Gerhardt responded, "That sounds about right, yes." Gaetz then pointed out that witness Noah Feldman, professor at Harvard Law School, had written articles entitled, "Trump's Wiretapped Tweets Raise Risk of Impeachment and Mar-a-Lago Ad Belongs in Impeachment File." Gaetz also noted that Feldman was the subject of an article that said, "A Harvard law professor thinks Trump could be impeached over fake news accusations." Gaetz also got Feldman to admit that he once wrote an article entitled, "It's Hard to Take Impeachment Seriously Now." He then asked Pamela Carlin, professor at Stanford Law School, if she gave $1,000 to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. "I believe so," Carlin responded. "You gave $1,200 to Barack Obama?" Gaetz asked. "I have no reason to question that," Carlin said. "You gave $2,000 to Hillary Clinton?" Gaetz asked. "That's correct," Carlin responded. Asked why she gave much more for Clinton than the other two, Carlin quipped, "I've been giving more to charity recently because of all of the poor people in the United States." Gaetz retorted, "Well, that's not the only folks you've been giving to." He also asked if she had ever been on a podcast called Versus Trump. She acknowledged she appeared on a live panel hosted by the hosts of such a podcast. She also admitted that she said on that panel, "Liberals tend to cluster more. Conservatives, especially very conservative people, tend to spread out more, perhaps because they don't even want to be around themselves." Gaetz blasted her remark, "Do you understand how that reflects contempt on people who are conservative?" He continued, "You may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country." When Carlin tried to cut him off, saying, "When the president calls dash," Gaetz immediately shut her down. "Excuse me, you don't get to interrupt me on this time." He then blasted the joke earlier in the hearing, where she invoked the president's teenage son, Barron. He then closed by asking witnesses if they could raise their hand if any of them had personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report. His question was met with blank stares and silence. Gaetz continued. "And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact, and you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff, where Ambassador Bill Taylor could not identify an impeachable offense. Mr. George Kent never met with the president. Fiona Hill never heard the president reference anything regarding military aid. Mr. David Hale was unaware of any nefarious with aid. Colonel Alex Vindman even rejected the Democrat talking point that bribery was invoked here. Ambassador Kurt Volker denied that there was a quid pro quo, and Mr. Morrison said there was nothing wrong on the call. The only direct evidence came from Gordon Sondland, who spoke to the President of the United States, and the President said, "I want nothing. No quid pro quo. And you know, if wiretapping is an impeachment offense, I look forward to the Inspector General's report, because maybe it's a different president we should be impeaching." Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.